Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Jamie Allen. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Sweet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Matt Young. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards the mound. Petrie reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mariners. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sweet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is hit by the pitch. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cruz moves to third. Jamie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Petrie to Whitaker and they have Henderson trapped. The throw over to Cabell, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Jamie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Putnam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Sweet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweet is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweet takes first base on ball 4. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens throws the ball into Cruz, who tags Wackenfuss trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cruz strikes out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sweet for a passed ball. Lemon moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. It's Tigers, 1, Mariners, 1. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball towards left. Herndon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Herndon. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowens moves to second. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and has Cowens trapped. There's the throw to Whitaker and over to Brookins, who tags Cowens for the out. Phelps moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Putnam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phelps moves to third. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to home to get Phelps. Putnam moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Sweet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweet is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sweet hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Mike Stanton now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive towards first. Putnam catches it and steps on first to double up Cabell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jamie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Edler pinch runs for Jamie Allen. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edler. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-3 in the game. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Edler now playing third base. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for Glenn Wilson. Ed Vandberg now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Caudill now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Chet Lemon now playing right field. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Putnam hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Sweet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweet is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sweet hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Manny Castillo now playing third base. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cabal hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson bunts towards first. Cabal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Cruz moves to second. One out. Manny Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 4 in the game. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 4 in the game. Phelps strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Putnam takes first base on ball 4. John Moses pinch runs for Pat Putnam. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Seattle Mariners, 1. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.